The Gemara says on the top of the Zayin Beis, by Avidibri, there are no Dina Yerusha. You don't have the regular Dina Yerusha that the Yarshim, Yarshim Avidibri, those Dinim do not apply to an Avidibri. He's Eved HaSaban, but he's not Eved HaSabas, and he's not Eved other Yarshim. Based upon this, the Ralbag says a Chiddush, this is brought down by the Kesef Mishnah, Halchos Avadim, that from the fact that you see that there's no regular Dina Yerusha by Avidibri, that must mean that the Adon does not have full Bailus over the Avid. He doesn't have a full Mamanistic Bailus, because if he did have full Mamanistic Bailus, then there would be regular Dina Yerusha. So from the fact that there's he doesn't have bias over his Eved, that's why an Eved Ivri is not Nimkar, that we learn from here that you can't sell your Eved Ivri or give him a Matana, because he's not yours to be Meicher, to give him a Matana, just like we see that he's not yours to be Meirish to Acherim. Now the Acherim are bothered with the Kasha on this Ralbag, that we do find a Din Yerusha by Eved Ivri, because we see that he is Eved Esa Ben. There is a Din Yerusha by Bnai, he could be Meirish him to the Ben. So from the fact that he can be marishim to the Ben is a right lechar, they do have a bialus over him. Here's your mom. So even though other kravim you're not marishim to, so that's a meat legabi other kravim. But from the fact that there's Yerusha by Ben, lechar is a right that you have bialus. So how can the Rambag take out from here that you can't sell the Eved Ivri because you don't have bialus over him if there is a din Yerusha by Benai? So there's a very nice beer from Rav Kalevsky to answer shot in this Rambag. This is brought down in the in a sefer in Siman Rem Zayin. He says like this. He says that the Menchasunach is Mesupik in this din that the Eved Ivri is Eved Esa Ben. That there's a din Yerusha by Ben to Yashan Eved Ivri. What is a din if you have Kama Banim? Let's say there's a couple of children and there's a Pashat and there's a Bechar. Is there a din Pishnaim by Eved Ivri that the Bechar is Netel Pishnaim, that he's Eved the Bechar more than the other children, or is there no din Pishnaim by Eved Ivri? And Mechasunach is Masik based on a Raya from the Gemara Babasa that there is no din Pishnaim by Eved Ivri. The Bechar is not Netel Pishnaim by Eved Ivri. So what's the Pshat in that? So the Mechasunach says that the whole din Pishnaim is only by regular din Nachla, regular din Yerusha. But over here it's not regular din Nachla because we see that he's Eved the Bem and not Eved the Bas, and therefore there is no din of Pishnaim because Pishnaim is a din Nachla, so a din in regular Yerusha. So what's the beer and what the Mechasunach is saying? What does it mean over here? It's not regular din Yerusha. Lamaisi is Yerush the Ben. What's the Pshat in that? So if Kolevsky is Masvid, that it's Mavur in the Gemara, that this, that the Eved Ivri is Yerush the Ben, the Gemara refers to that as being Kam Tachas Aviv. He's Kam Tachas Aviv. The Gemara says, Mar Beni is a Ben, she can Kam Tachas Aviv liyado, liste achuza. So there's a musik of Kam Tachas Aviv. Kam Tachas Aviv means that the Ben is Oimid B'makam the Av. It's not a regular Din Yerusha where the father dies and now it goes to the son, but Kam Tachas Aviv means that we view, it's almost like we view the father as being alive because the Ben is Oimid B'makam the Av. So whatever, any bialus the father has, any dinam the father have will now go to the son. So it's not a regular din Yerusha. Regular din Yerusha is the father is finished and we give it over to the son. Kam Tachas Aviv is a new din that is Ayin Rebbe Makam Aviv, and we look at it as if the father is still alive. So he wants to say that that's the Gedar Hadvarim by Eved Ivri. The fact that we find that Eved Ivri is Eved Esa Ben and not other Yerushim is not the pshat that there's a din Yerusha, but the Torah is Mamayat certain Yerushim, but the pshat is that that's a Gili, that there is no din Yerusha here at all. The Parsha of Yerusha is not Nagir. There's a new din of Kam Tachas Aviv that when the Ben is alive, we view the Ben as B'makim Ma'av, it's as if the father is alive, and therefore he gets the Eved, which until now belonged to the father. It being that it's not a regular Din Yerusha, it's not a regular Din Nachla, the Din of Pishnaim will not apply. The Din of Pishnaim is only said in Din Yerusha, it's not said in this new Din of Kam Tachas Aviv. And Meila, if he does, like the Fklevsky, that could be Mazvah there Al-Bak. Al-Bak says that from the fact that there's no Din Yerusha over here, we have a right that you're not a Bailam and you can't give up a Matana either. So the question is, what do you mean there's no Din Yerusha? But the Ben is does Yarshan. But the Teretz is, and the fact that no one Yarshans except the Ben, that's a raya that even when the Ben Yarshans, it's not me din Yerusha, it's a new din of Kam Tachas Aviv, he's Oimri Malkam Ma'av, that's a new din, that's not a din of Yerusha, it's not the pshat that it's mine to go over to my son, but the pshat is, it's like the father is still here, because the Ben is Oimri Ben Kaimai, that doesn't show the Eveni Bailus over, and Remela, then it's going to be that you can't give the Eved the Matana or B'Mechira.